You know, they don't have to have, you know, the thing is people are like, what verse is that? Document it. I know it's in there. Anyone who knows the Word of God knows it's in there. And you know what? You can just check me out. Do a little diligence on your own. If you have questions, then go see if it's right. We aren't to walk the way we used to walk. We're supposed to remember we were purged from our old sins. He that commits sin is of the devil. We don't want to be of the devil. We want to be of Christ. We want to be of God. He that does evil is not of God. Though we were once sinners. Right? But we got to become blameless in Christ Jesus. His blood purges our past sins. His blood also gives us certain gifts. Righteousness. It's a gift of God. The faith is a gift of God. As Peter said, add your faith, virtue. To your virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. To godliness, kindness. To kindness, love. You need all those gifts and more. Like the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, etc., etc. You know, we want to obtain all those gifts. How do you get them? You ask. And then you don't just give up because God didn't just dump them all on you right when you asked.
I want it now. Mommy, I want that thing right now. I want this.
I hate that with children. How much more unseemly is it for an adult to behave that way towards God? We don't like children to be whining. We say, be patient. Right? Or you ought to. I mean, some people I know, they just give in. You know, it's like, okay. You run my life, child. I'll do as you say. Oh, it disgusts me. And thank God that he's given me the wisdom to raise my children in a way that they have a lot of respect for their father. And they don't whine and complain. Well, they do a little complaining, of course. They're kids. But they don't whine after things they want. They ask me, can I have this? And I say no. And then they accept it. Because I've taught them to accept it. But look at, we look for gifts from God. We don't want to fall behind in the gifts though, right? We don't want to come behind in any gift while we're waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because on the way to the coming of the Lord, see, there's two ways Jesus is going to come to you. He's either going to raise you from the dead, or you're going to be still alive when he comes. Either way, you don't want to come up short in any of the gifts of God. You want to make sure that you have them all. God, if you are his elect, he intends for you to have them. And in fact, he's going to give you the diligence to seek them. He's going to put it in your heart to love them. And you will obtain all of them. That's the beautiful thing. Because God saves those he loves. He is not slack concerning his promise. He will give all those things he has promised. But he gives them by what? By promises. He makes a promise. I promise you, if you believe on him, you know, what does it say? You will, you know, why am I suddenly a lot? But like, if you believe on him, you'll inherit eternal life. All right, that's one promise a lot of people believe in, right? Okay, I'll believe on him and I'll inherit eternal life. I got myself into a complex issue, but I guess I'll have to wade right through it. So, Paul, what do you mean complex? You're making it complex. It's simple. It is simple. We believe the promises of God. But we don't just believe part of the promises of God. We got to believe all the promises of God. That's why he doesn't say that you don't, you know, just believe. I mean, why are all these epistles written? I mean, if it's just believe and nothing else. Ultimately, it is by faith that everything happens. That's the beautiful part. Because it's not us that do the works. It's God that does the works in us. And he gives it to us to perform the works. I mean, they are performed in us. But that's what these gifts are. Here's a promise. The grace of God, which bringeth salvation, teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we shall walk righteously, soberly, and godly in this present world. Alright? The grace of God bringing salvation to us, the salvation which comes through our faith in Jesus, is going to make us, as John said, to walk as he walked, as he himself walked. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Let no man deceive you, John also said. Don't let anybody deceive you on that one. Don't let anyone tell you, oh yeah, just God just imputes the gifts. He doesn't actually give them. He just reckons them. Yes. Imagine if on your birthday I said, well, I said, did you like the present I gave you? You say, what present? I'm like, well, I have it right here. I imputed a present to you. You did? Yes, I wrote it down. Gave present of $1 million to my good friend, you. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a wonderful present? But wait, I didn't get to enjoy the present. Well, but I gave it to you. That's all that counts, really. No, but you didn't give it to me. Well, I said I gave it to you. Isn't that good enough for you? What? You actually want to obtain the gift that I promised? What do you think, I'm made of money or something? Well, God, of the richness of his righteousness, of the richness of his holiness, he gives good things to men. To his elect, he gives righteousness, godliness, holiness, temperance, patience, virtue, all those things I talk about all the time. He gives those things. Those are the gifts. It is through faith in the promise of receiving those gifts that those gifts come. Patience is very important because the perfect work of patience makes you perfect in all things. Because you wait for one thing, right? And I had to wait a long time before I really got, I've talked about it many times in my studies, but the years I struggled and was miserable in my sin before God sent his Holy Ghost to me, that I could be free. It taught me to be patient and believe in God for the fulfillment of all those promises. Like if I'm short in anything, like if my love isn't perfect, if I don't have all the virtues proper, if everything, they have faith that I'm not going to be short in anything. I thank God for the grace of God. Because in all the word, all the instruction, all the knowledge, it teaches us, according to the testimony of Christ, according to his death, burial, and resurrection, by which we are also raised in newness of life. Not just our bodies, but also our lives in this present world are brought from as those that are alive from the dead, you know.